W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. 2 days before Christmas, bad weather is threatening the travel plans of many Americans. KCBS-TV's Lori Perez has been talking to some of them.
More than 100 flights were delayed and dozens canceled at LAX Thursday as a fierce winter storm gripped much of the nation.
The air transport system of the country is very linked. So if things happen in the Midwest, we will see some of it here.
Take it from the Ross family. They missed their connecting flight to Sydney because of a storm in Minnesota.
We're supposed to go tomorrow, but we tried to pull ahead to beat the weather, and it still didn't. I mean, it was just bombing snow in Minneapolis.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is worried that people eager to see loved ones will travel when they shouldn't.
Very dangerous situation. People normally expect to be with family and friends. And I know every family is going through those calculations now.
The January 6th committee has released a final report on the insurrection. The University of Virginia's Larry Sabato says the committee pulled no punches.
This report says Donald Trump was the single greatest cause of this insurrection. He is the one who led it, who attracted the mob to D.C. and encouraged them to do the damage they did.
The committee recommended that Trump be barred from holding future federal or state office under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution for engaging in an insurrection. The disgraced founder of the FTX cryptocurrency exchange appeared before a federal judge Thursday. Prosecutors allege Sam Bankman-Fried defrauded investors and customers out of billions of dollars, but they agreed to let him out on bond. More from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
He'll live in Palo Alto, California, at his parents' home, must wear an electronic monitoring bracelet, and surrender his passport, all stemming from what the feds call
a sweeping fraud scheme that contributed to FTX's collapse.
The grandmother of five-month-old twins who were abducted in Ohio is rejoicing after one of them was found. This is LaFonda Thomas.
I feel happy. I'm elated. I'm excited. I can't wait to see my grandson. Mom and Dad, excited. They shot out of here. They're going to go get their baby and bring him back home tonight.
The other boy was found Tuesday, wrapped in a quilt in his car carrier seat, left between two cars in a parking lot at Dayton International Airport. The Census Bureau says the U.S. population grew by 1.2 million people this year, about a million of that from international migration. Natural growth, which is the number of births minus the number of deaths, added about a quarter million people to the total. We're now a nation of 333 million people. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
the devil's advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles. "Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, what a beautiful day, huh? It's mighty, mighty cold here in Portland. It's below freezing, which is not normal, and it's very cold. Which means, I mean, this huge storm that's whacking the Midwest right now is the storm that we had 4 days ago. Get ready for the cold, rest of America. It's coming. All right, a lot to talk about here today. In our first hour, I want to get into the question, why doesn't America have $10 broadband? We had this kind of brief moment in history where there was competition over our telephone wires and our internet and our, what would you call it, the cable TV cables. All that has gone away. So why doesn't America have $10 broadband? And once you see the truth about cars, you can't unsee it. An amazing op-ed in today's New York Times that I wanted to share with you. And India, their renewable plans include exporting renewable energy globally. This is fascinating. So we'll get into all that stuff. The second hour today, Greg Palast, the investigative reporter for Al Jazeera, BBC News, and The Guardian and others. We're going to spend an entire hour with Greg, and we've got a lot of territory to cover. You may not know it, but Greg was actually trained as an economist used to work with Milton Friedman, among other things. And he was actually spying for the labor unions in Chicago with Milton Friedman. It's an amazing story. We're going to get into that. And what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, and what's going on with voter suppression in the United States and his new movie. We'll talk about those things in the second hour of our program, the entire hour. In the third hour of our program, Peter Montgomery is going to drop by. Anti-democratic extremist threats, plus the January 6th committee's final report and criminal referrals. Peter is the senior fellow for People for the American Way and managing director of Right Wing Watch. So this is going to be fascinating stuff with Peter Montgomery in our third hour. And also, the Republican Party doesn't want protections for journalists. Tom Cotton shooting down the Press Act yesterday in Congress. We'll talk about that too. So there's a lot to cover in the news today and in the program today. And of course, we'll be taking your calls in between all these things. To start out, my question for the day: why doesn't America have $10 broadband? You know, in France right now, you can get really cheap internet service. And it's not just France. This is pretty much any other developed country in the world. I used France as the example because there was a New York Times op-ed specifically about France by a New York Times reporter who was living in France at the time. You can get internet service for as little as $15 a month. And you can get a bundle in France right now. Two cell phones with two different numbers, one for you, one for your spouse or your friend or whatever. Free unlimited international calling, no internet data caps, unlimited high-speed broadband into your home, and hundreds of cable TV channels for $90 a month. That's what most people would pay for two cell phone, connections, or for, in many parts of the country, just for one internet connection. But this is all of the above. Why is that? Why is it that in the United States, if you've got AT&T bringing the wires into your home, that's the only company that you can get the internet from, or Comcast, or whoever it may be? It didn't used to be that way in the United States. Back in 1999, as I recall, Louise and I moved from Northfield, Vermont, to Montpelier, Vermont, and we were living in downtown Montpelier, the capital city, a thriving metropolis of about 12,000 people, that doubles in size when the legislature is in session, and we had the house that we bought had a telephone line coming into it that was owned by what was then Bell Atlantic, which is today Verizon. But the law had not been changed yet, and telephone companies were always regulated as common carriers. Essentially, that what that said was, and part of this was privacy laws, and part of it had to do with being a common carrier. But basically, essentially said that the phone company can't listen in on your conversations and can't charge you different prices based on who you're talking to. Now, there was this, for when AT&T was regulated, they were able to charge businesses a different rate than consumers. But if you were running a business out of your home and you were talking to people about business using your home phone number, they couldn't bust you for that because they couldn't listen in on your conversation and know what you were doing. So when we moved to Vermont, we had to find a phone company, we had to find an internet provider. And back then, in 1999, the largest internet service provider in the country actually was AOL, oddly enough. And and the phone company, the phone lines coming into our house were Bell Atlantic. But there was this little company in downtown Montpelier, Vermont, just a few blocks away from us. It was called Sovereignet. Vermont used to be a sovereign nation, and I'm pretty sure the company was playing, the name of their company off of that. And they offered telephone service for $25 a month, and they offered internet service over those phone lines. And we went with Sovereignet. And it was great. If I had a problem, and I did on two occasions, I recall one was an actual equipment problem. The other was, I don't know how to do this problem. I'd call their service line, and the guy who answered was three blocks from me in downtown Montpelier, and he'd walk over to my house and help me fix things, right? I mean, it was genuine local business. And by the way, they were charging less than Bell Atlantic was. So how did this work? Well, the way it worked was Sovereignet was renting space on Bell Atlantic's phone line into my house. And I don't know the math of it. I've never seen it publicly disclosed. But let's say, for example, of that $25 that Sovereignet was charging me for phone and internet service, let's say that $5 of that was what they had to pay to Bell Atlantic for access to my house. The other $20 was what they used to make a profit and to provide services. And, telephony and internet service is not particularly insanely expensive to provide. It's one of the reasons that Comcast, for example, was able to grow from being a small little regional cable TV company in Georgia to, I believe they own NBC, don't they? I think so. And they, they're like the major internet provider for about half the country. And it's just an insanely profitable business. And it became insanely profitable because around the time of George Bush invading Iraq, it was more or less right around that time, 2003, 2004, 2005. I'm not sure of the year. I tried to find it in the Vermont records of legislation, and it was just a mess. So I couldn't find the exact date. But I remember when it happened. The Vermont legislature had been lobbied really, really heavily. And by the way, the legislature is controlled by Democrats. Was lobbied really, really heavily by the telecom executives, and they were spreading a lot of money around the state, and they passed a law in Vermont saying that Bell Atlantic could refuse to rent space on their telephone lines. So we've got this problem with state laws. Similar laws have been passed in almost every state in the union. So right now, for example, I have Comcast at home providing me with internet service. It's literally my only choice. It's an old Comcast cable TV line, and the cable TV systems were put into place before, when they were put into place, cable TV was not regulated like telephone service. And so, you know, I think we need to fix this. And so does Gigi Sohn, if I'm pronouncing her name right. And, you know, I went off on a rant about her a couple of days ago that we need to, you need to be calling, we all need to be calling our senators and say, you know, vote to put Gigi Sohn, S-O-H-N, Sohn maybe it is, on the U.S., on the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. President Biden has nominated her to be his new person on the FCC. She's good. She knows the business. She's been around for a long time. She's a telecom lawyer. She's progressive. The conservatives are attacking her because she's openly lesbian, which is bizarre. But, you know, that's one of their attacks on her. Hey, let's do this and let's get the cost of our internet service down to something that you know, average Americans can afford. Once again, it's just, this is nuts. This is how we get our news. This is how we connect to the rest of the world. In many cases, this is even how we get our phone service. So 202-224-3121 is the number for the congressional switchboard. Just ask for your senators. You'll have to make two calls because you have two senators unless you live in D.C. Go for it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And I'll be picking up your calls in a little bit here. It is, of course, Anything Goes Holidays, too. Happy holidays. It's the season of giving, but you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you've gone online. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your provider can see and log every single website that you visit. They're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers for massive profits. That's why I use ExpressVPN and have for about a decade now. The ExpressVPN app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my provider can't see a thing. Plus, it couldn't be easier to use. Simply fire up ExpressVPN on any of your devices, tap one button to connect, and that's it. Unlike your internet service provider, ExpressVPN is committed to your privacy. You've given enough to your internet provider this year. Take back your internet privacy at expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans.
The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
There are no good solid numbers on it, but it appears that the majority of people who have Medicare Advantage programs or plans believe that they're on Medicare. This is certainly how Medicare Advantage is sold. Oh, you're missing out on benefits under Medicare. It's Medicare Part C, don't you know? C for commercial, right? But people don't realize that when you sign up for Medicare Advantage, you are leaving behind Medicare, and you may never be able to get back to it, or at least not in the way that you could have if you had signed up for it when you were 65 and you stayed with it. And now stepping into this void come Congressman Mark Pocan and Congressman Ro Khanna with the new Save Medicare Act that would prevent this kind of deceptive advertising and marketing by forbidding insurance companies and HMOs and whatnot from using the word Medicare to sell these for-profit plans or these so-called Medicare Advantage plans. We all need to be supportive of this. There's a whole video about it over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. And welcome back. So once you see the truth about cars, you can't unsee it. This is an amazing guest essay by Andrew Ross and Julie Livingston in today's New York Times. And they start out by pointing out that, you know, in American folklore, as it were, cars are freedom machines, right? You can get out of your house. You can get out of your neighborhood. You can visit the world. You can visit America anyway. But in fact, that's not how it has worked for minorities. That's only largely true for middle class and upper middle class white people. I mean, it's just, you know, they point out today police officers make more than 50,000 traffic stops a day. Driving while black has become a major route to incarceration or worse. When Dante Wright was killed by a police officer in 2021, he was pulled over for an expired registration tag on his license plate. Sandra Bland, failure to use a turn signal. Maurice Gordon, alleged speeding. Samuel DeBose, missing front license plate. Philando Castile and Walter Scott, broken taillights. All of them killed by police officers in routine traffic stops. They go on to point out in the consumer arena, cars have become tightly sprung debt traps. Excuse me. The average loan payment for a car past $700 a month for the first time this year. And that doesn't include insurance or maintenance costs. That's an enormous amount of money. In fact, the auto loan debt has doubled over the last decade. And there's a notable surge, they note, in the number of drivers who are upside down. In other words, they owe more on their car than their car is worth, which is typically the case in the first year or even 2 years after you've bought a brand new car. But this, you know, it's not a healthy thing. Auto financing companies often charge, this is a quote from the article, auto financing companies often charge non-white consumers higher interest rates than white consumers, as do insurers. And so between deadly traffic stops, racially based predatory lending, and revenue policing, which is where police departments try to pass out tickets just to jack up their profits. This is what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, for example. It's happening all over the country. They say, you know, these are interlocking systems, these three things. These deadly traffic stops, the racially based predatory lending, and the revenue policing. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. The solutions? We need accessible public transportation. We need to withdraw armed police officers from traffic duties, just like we've done with parking and toll booth enforcement. They used to call them meter maids, but the parking police are no longer armed, and neither are toll booth people. Traffic cops should not be armed. Introduce income-graduated traffic fines. Regulate auto lending with strict interest caps. Steep penalties for companies that hide fees and things like that. Crack down hard on the widespread use of revenue policing, and close the back door to debtors' prison by ending the use of arrest warrants in debt collection cases. Wow. I mean, this is just a good comprehensive roundup. The other story I want to share with you is from Bill Spindle's Substack, billspindle.substack.com. I subscribe to it, and it's really worth it. It's a great read. He's been traveling around India. And he's been up in India's northwest. Gujarat is the name of the state, the Indian state. And he's talking about, you know, how renewable energy is growing like crazy all around the world, much of it because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The EU imported 40% of its gas and 30% of its oil from Russia before the war. Now they're down to 10% gas and zero for oil, or heading there. China and India are both noticing this, you know, the world's first and third largest consumers, two biggest importers of energy and first and third largest consumers. So what India is planning on doing, he met with the joint secretary of Gujarat's state climate change department. And he said he expects his state, Gujarat, now this is, you know, in the northwest, this is a part of India that has a lot of sun. He expects Gujarat to be producing 100 gigawatts of renewable energy, far more than the entire state can consume. So what are they going to do with it? They're going to build a high-tension power line, they call it the Green Beltway, to link Indian power with the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia to the west, and Thailand, Myanmar, and Singapore to the east. And this way, Indian Prime Minister Modi calls it One Sun, One Grid, One World, is the name of his initiative. And this way, as the sun moves across the sky, as Singapore falls into the dark, they'll get energy from India. As India falls into the dark, they'll get energy from Saudi Arabia. And like this, I mean, all solar energy. And it's an amazing project. It is, at the moment, it is in the planning stage, but there's an Australia-Singapore transmission cable. Again, you know, solar power pegged at $22 billion. It could provide 15% of Singapore's energy needs. So this is a thing, and it's growing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Donald Trump yesterday announced that there was going to be a huge announcement today. I'll tell you what his huge announcement is right after the break. It's bizarre.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief, a massive storm will make air travel tough the next few days, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Thousands of flights will likely be canceled or delayed again Friday, and airlines have already started taking out some flights over the weekend in an attempt to catch up and reset by Monday.
The January 6th committee's final report is out. The University of Virginia's Larry Sabato says it could hurt Donald Trump's comeback attempt.
The Watergate investigation forced Richard Nixon to resign the presidency. The January 6th investigation may very well keep Donald Trump out of the White House for a second term.
The disgraced cryptocurrency whiz kid Sam Bankman-Fried is out on bond as he awaits trial. CBS's Lilia Luciano says some of his former co-workers have already pled out.
Two of his closest associates, Caroline Ellison, who's also his ex-girlfriend, and FTX co-founder Gary Wang, have both pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and are cooperating with prosecutors.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Day equals Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Okay, Donald Trump yesterday had this major announcement, and you know, there were many of us speculating, you know, gee, is he going to run for Speaker of the House? I mean, Kevin McCarthy's having a hard time. By the way, my prediction on Kevin McCarthy is that he will become Speaker of the House, and he'll do it with the help of a half a dozen or so Democrats. But we'll see. We'll see. I think that there are probably a number of Democrats who are thinking, well, Kevin McCarthy at least is not Jim Jordan. it's like, who do you want as Speaker of the House, right? And, maybe they can, because Kevin McCarthy's in a position now where he's got to choose. Is he going to just completely throw in with the fascist crazies? There's a group of about 20 of them in the House of Representatives who are literally embracing fascism and love Putin and hate America and all this kind of stuff. Is he going to embrace them, which he's been doing up to this point, sort of? Or is he going to embrace some middle-of-the-road Democrats and say, you know, I'll help you get some of the quote, moderate legislation through with the Democrats, and we're going to marginalize these right-wing crazies in the GOP? It's going to be real interesting to see. But in any case, so Trump made this announcement, and we were wondering, you know, is he going to run for Speaker or what? It turns out his major announcement is that for $100, you can get a digital Trump trading card. Now, digital means that he's not even going to send you anything. He's going to send you an email with a JPEG, with a photo in it, with a picture in it of Donald Trump's head pasted on a bulked up superhero guy wearing a cape, kind of like Superman. It's just weird. Right, it's a major announcement. My official Donald Trump digital trading card collection is here. These limited edition cards feature amazing art of my life and career. Collect all of your favorite Trump digital trading cards, much like a baseball card, but hopefully much more exciting. Right. It's just another grift. It's just another scam. Oh, my God. We should have known, right? Okay, picking up your calls, Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Another big grift, Tom. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you. Back at you, Jeff.
My thing is our governor and several other, Kim Reynolds here in Iowa, and mm-hmm. some other Republican governors are going to the Defense Department to try to get this COVID mandate for vaccines thrown out. And now we're hearing about the budget, the defense budget, that they're going to try to put that in there, that they won't pass it until the COVID part of it is thrown out. It's almost like these Republican governors and stuff are trying to sabotage our military. Didn't we have the USS Roosevelt that got an outbreak of COVID in it and had to go to port? Because it just became completely almost inoperable.
Yep.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, it's such a bizarre thing. It's like Ron DeSantis announcing that he's going to investigate the COVID vaccines. There are 70 million Americans who are not yet vaccinated at all. And, you know, if you are unvaccinated, you're several 100% more likely to be hospitalized, die, get long COVID, which now we're discovering is responsible for millions of deaths as well in the United States. I think the most recent study, I don't have it in front of me. I did it on the air a couple days ago, though, so this is from memory. But my recollection was that, while a million people have officially died from COVID, that the vaccines have prevented 3 million deaths just this year. And or in the last, you know, the last year and a half, I guess, or almost 2 years since the vaccines first became available. And that's mind blowing. And you're right, Jeff. It's like the Republicans are saying, no, we'd just assume those 3 million people died. And, you know, we'd like more people to die.
Yeah, it's almost to me like they have the impression that the only people that are really getting COVID here is black people, Latino people, and Democrats.
That's
and
right.
It's like, I think you guys are making a mistake here, because I think it's more your people that are dying than us.
Yeah, speaking to the Republicans, yes, you're absolutely right, Jeff. And in fact, if you're a Republican, you're more than 100% more likely, I think it was 153% is my recollection, more likely to get and die from COVID than if you're a Democrat. And that's because the Republicans are listening to this kind of nonsense and they're not getting vaccinated, or even if they had gotten vaccinated, they're not getting their boosters and staying up to date with them. I mean, only about 15% of America now has this new bivalent booster, which seems to do a really good job. Go ahead.
I got mine.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot for the call and for the FYI. That's amazing. Roberta in Poway, California. Hey, Roberta, what's on your mind today?
Hi. This is regarding some your discussion yesterday about the movement towards fascist rulers. And I wanted to point out that after Steve Bannon was banished from the White House, he traveled all over Europe and was welcomed by all kinds of Christian nationalist groups, where he was preaching the Trump religion.
Yep.
And
he was preaching fascism, in my opinion. I mean, you know, in fact, he was gonna rent this old empty monastery in Italy in the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. When they learned who it was, pulled the plug on that thing, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's some, you know, real heavy concentration right here from the United States. It doesn't,
yeah.
I guess it makes sense. It's good for them, but not for anybody else.
Yep. It's fascism is now a thing worldwide, and it's growing in democracies, in democratic nations, small d democratic mm-hmm. nations. And this is a very troubling thing. Roberta, thank you. Thanks for calling and pointing that out. Josh in Abington, Virginia. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I was the Candelia restaurant and Thirsty Goat manager of Lajitas, Texas, and I set up the election night with my employees and voted for Clay Henry, the Thirsty Goat, the mayor of Lajitas, Texas. I just thought that was kind of neat.
Clay Henry literally was a goat, right?
Yeah, and he drinks about a six-pack of beer every day, too.
Okay.
But I was actually calling to encourage you and Lamar to get a Netflix docudrama series. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
And also, I was wanting to tell my favorite classmate, Morris, that my wife was a junkie, and we can now add humility and courage to Morris's huge list of virtues.
Okay.
But that was it, and I'll get off the air.
Okay.
Love you all. You all are family to me.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, and have a good holidays.
Thanks. Back at you. Bob in Desert Hot Springs, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I enjoy hearing the truth. You're welcome. I did want to make an observation about something you said yesterday, and I just wanted to expand on it if I could. I know President Obama, you know, had a lot of Wall Street people in his group, and, you know, he had to do what he had to do. But the flip side to that is, Tom, he came in, you know, cleaning up Bush's mess, and people like myself got a home modification, and it dropped $1,000 off my mortgage. And without that, I wouldn't have been able to stay in my home.
Yeah.
So he did try, and he did do a lot of excellent things, and that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And George W. Bush, I mean, the crash of 2008 happened when George W. Bush was president. Barack Obama didn't become president until January 20th of 2009. And we were already, you know, in just this massive recession, depression, whatever you want to call it at that point in time. The one thing that I would have liked to have seen when Ronald Reagan was president, I hate to say this, but when Reagan was president, you know, he deregulated the S&L industry, the savings and loan industry. And as a result, you know, they went nuts and started self-enriching and all this kind of stuff. They prosecuted over 900 banksters and sent over 100 of them mm-hmm. to prison. Because the just around S&Ls, and there's not that many S&Ls compared to banks. And, you know, both Bush and Obama decided that they were not going to prosecute Wall Street banksters, and because they're major donors to both Democratic and Republican parties. And they weren't so much back during the Reagan era. I mean, that was just Reagan became president just, 3 years after the Supreme Court legalized corporate bribery of politicians. They were just getting up to speed. And, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, but, you know, it's all too common in our politics. But, Bob, thank you. Thanks for your point.
And, Tom?
Yeah.
President Obama did bring Elizabeth Warren onto the scene, and that was a good thing.
Yes, you're absolutely right. No, I'm not saying he didn't do anything, and he did a lot of good stuff, and he put an end to a lot of bad practices. I just would have liked to have seen some of the bankers held to account, and I think that had that happened, we might not have been in the situation that we were in over the last couple of years. Bob, thank you for the call. Dennis in Aptos. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Let me tell you what's up. I don't know what's going on with Merrick Garland. I'm sure glad this Jack Smith is on the job.
Yeah.
And I have to wonder, with all this evidence that's already there, we keep hearing more and more about investigations. Like even today, there's something else. At some point, when are they going to stop investigating, and when are they going to start indicting? And I would hope that that would be a great Christmas gift for Donald Trump, an indictment,
yeah,
a negative Christmas gift.
What I'd like to see on Monday, I believe on Monday, the January 6th committee is going to do their last hearing. It might be on Wednesday. I've read two news reports. One was that on Monday they're going to hold their last meeting, but I don't know if that is going to be a public meeting or not. And on Wednesday they're going to issue their report of next week. So whether they're going to do it all on Monday, you know, in terms of the media, or whether they're going to do it all on Wednesday, I don't know. But if they do, or when they do, we will carry it live on this program if it happens when we're live. And right now, mm-hmm, it's looking like it will. I think the most important thing that they could be doing is recommending referrals to the Department of Justice for members of Congress who ignored their subpoenas. Or members of Congress who were involved in, helping the January 6th people figure out how to attack the Capitol building. Those people knew, you know, what windows were bulletproof and which windows weren't. They knew, you know, they knew their way around. They knew what was going on, or at least the people in leadership knew what was going on. And there's a fair amount of evidence that they got that information from Republican members of Congress.
Well, it's not only that. Rhodes had actually worked as an aide for a congressman, I can't remember who, but so he knew his way around there already.
Yeah.
But I hope that Jordan and Green and Boebert and all these other clowns get a referral, and then I want to see Jordan just blow his stack, because you know he will, yeah, and he's going to be the Justice Committee chair. Which is, you know, talk about one of the most horrible things that could happen.
No, I'm completely with you, Dennis. And by the way, Rhodes was a staffer. In fact, he worked his way up to the number two,
right,
staffer for Ron Paul, Rand Paul's father.
Okay, there you go.
He was in the House of Representatives.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
Yeah, he certainly knew his way around. Dennis, I got to run, but thank you for the call, and happy holidays to you and yours. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It looks like DeSantis is leading the pack for the GOP nomination for president. Not much discussion. Well, we'll continue with something on the other side of the break. The holidays are here, and we're savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door, so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, It's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I made the hoisin sweet potato and mushroom bowls with ginger rice and chili soy mayo recently. It was easy and yummy delicious. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code THOM18, Tom18, for 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The Democrats need to start campaigning on family values. It's a great platform. The Republicans have already kind of softened it up for us. What are family values? Well, Franklin Roosevelt talked about this. Lyndon Johnson talked about this. Jack Kennedy talked about this. Family values, strong public schools, a national health care program, and drug costs under control, getting the pharmaceutical companies under control, good pay for mom and dad when they're working, and unions, outlaw homelessness by housing homeless people, make it illegal for communities to have to encourage homelessness, basically, by not having enough housing available. Accept people across the entire LGBTQ spectrum into our families. That's a family value, a fundamental family value. Pure food, our food supply, rather than polluting it with poisons and junk food, should be good. Our air and water need to be clean. Climate change, we need to get it under control. There's a whole video about this over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Bruce in Petaluma, California. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. I've been thinking about our Earth and thinking about it more like we're not looking at the big picture of what it really might be. It's a living organism. It isn't just a chunk of planet material floating around and around the sun. It actually has all the components of a living organism. It has lungs. It has circulation. It has all the things that make something alive. And we're polluting it to death. And it's looking at us more like an infection. Human beings look like an infection in the regards to the Earth's longevity.
Yeah, you are echoing.
So what is it doing?
I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
Finish your thought. I'm sorry, Bruce. I thought you were done.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say you are echoing James Lovelock's Gaia hypothesis, which he laid out maybe 30 years ago. And I completely agree with you. The Earth also brings in energy, mostly from the sun, although there's geothermal energy. But there's exogenous energy and processes it as if it were food and redistributes it and uses it to build tissue, essentially. I mean, I agree. I view the world, the Earth, as a living organism. And I think that, this was, by the way, this idea that the world is a living organism and is not new or unique in the history of the United States. If you read the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote about nature's God. And that's what he was talking about. This is what the deists were into, was, nature and God are essentially the same thing, that nature is a reflection of the entire universe, the intelligence that created it, and the entire universe is also a reflection of nature, and they're one and the same thing. John Adams wanted him to change it to the Christian God, and he said, no, won't do it. So, anyhow, Bruce, thank you.
Well, the Native Americans had the same opinion.
I know, and that's probably where Jefferson learned it. His father was very, very close friends with a number of Native Americans. They regularly stayed at his house. He traveled with them. He stayed with them when he was between 7 and 10 years old, when he would travel with his father as he was mapping Virginia. His father died when he was 14 or 15, and that was the end of that, but...
It's
spot on.
It's a big thing. Yeah, I'm glad if the American people or the world's people would actually look at the Earth that way, I think it would solve some of the misgivings about being smart about pollution and all the other features of our own practices.
I'm with you. Bruce, thank you for the call. Laura in Marion, Iowa. Hey, Laura, we just have about a half a minute. You got a quick one here? You wanted to talk about broadband?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment not to lose sight of the fact that in very many places in Iowa, the only way you can get internet at all is through satellite. And it's shaky at best, because if it rains, it goes down.
Hmm. Okay.
So we also have places in Iowa that you can't get cell service.
Mm-hmm.
And these folks that live out in the country like that, these are the folks that also tend to listen a lot to over-the-air radio.
Yep.
And that's part where that communication is coming from. Yeah. So when we talk broadband, I would encourage you not to lose sight of those rural people.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need the REA was how Franklin Roosevelt electrified America, the Rural Electrification Administration. And then Eisenhower did it with the RTA, the Rural Telephony Administration. I believe that the Inflation Reduction Act has rural broadband in it. I'm pretty sure. Laura, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas, certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. I own a set of these sheets, and you can't believe how soft they are. They are not only super soft, but they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. That makes them naturally temperature regulating, so they'll sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom at checkout and save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code THOM, CozyEarth.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.